This is the omnibus ag bill that most of us in here voted on last year. I will say right up front, it does not have the captive servant issue in it. One thing I heard during veto session was it would try to be fast-tracked if that wasn't in here, in the bill. So I'll go through it very briefly. Like I say, everybody has a chart on their desk, plus the substitute. What's in here is the Missouri livestock marketing law that the department can't charge more than the cost for inspections, and the beef commodity merchandising program is the checkoff for the cattle producers that allows them to vote on their own checkoff, an additional state checkoff. A livestock activity waiver of liability, that is what we have with the equine industry. Now we just like to move it into all livestock. Commercial certified commercial pesticide applicators license, that just fast tracks the certification. It was actually brought to us by the Department of Agriculture. The Missouri Dairy Revitalization, I know we spent a lot of time on that last year, and that's helped to prop up our dairy industry here in the state and hopefully get new producers, younger producers interested in the dairy industry. Weight limitations on vehicles. Last year that was in here. The only addition to that would be this last fall when the farmers were looking for a harvest waiver. That waiver responsibility had been changed and actually been taken away from MoDOT and given to Department of Public Safety, but only could be issued with a disaster declaration of emergency. And if you all remember September the 10th when we were here for veto session, that's when 9-inch rain went across North Missouri. And that got us our waiver, and I told the governor, we really don't want to have to pray for a disaster to get a waiver so we can get our crops out in a timely fashion. There's also the fuel labeling part that's in this bill that was in last year's bill, no change. Foreign ownership of agricultural land, that is just like what was in last year's bill also. Now, last year, the Senate bill that actually we got through and got vetoed and didn't get overridden, it did not have the urban ag zone, but actually the House bill that everybody voted on did have the urban ag zone. I know there was discussion on the floor. So in a bipartisan move, I added that in for the senator from the 7th.